There's an amazing pasuk in this week's parsha towards the end of the third aliyah of Parshas Nitzavim. So the Torah writes, this is at the end of Perek Chav Tes, the end of chapter 29, pasuk Chav Ches, verse 28. Hanistaros la Hashem Elokeinu, vahaniglos lanu uvanenu ad olam, la'asos es kol divrei haTorah hazos. Literally translated, that which is hidden. That which is hidden. Nistar is for Hashem our God. Vahaniglos, but that which is revealed is for us and for our children for all eternity to fulfill the words of this Torah. What's the meaning of this pasuk? So Rashi HaKadosh understands it as follows. The psukim beforehand go ahead and discuss the concept of arvos, the concept of mutual responsibility. The idea, and this was an incredible chiddush, this was a new paradigm shift for Klal Yisrael upon entering into the land of Israel. Suddenly, again, we are all responsible for one another. And so the Torah in the psukim beforehand discusses the idea that if you have people within your midst who are doing something negative, and you don't take decisive action, so you are responsible ultimately for the negative actions of those individuals, even if you yourself didn't actively participate in the sinful behavior. So Rashi HaKadosh says that Moshe Rabbeinu understood that Klal Yisrael would get very nervous about this. I'll quote to you Rashi. Rashi says, "V'im tomru ma biyadinu la'asos." So Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu anticipated the challenge, the theological challenge that Klal Yisrael was going to have. Because with mutual responsibility, how could that be? So if Chaim Yankel is thinking about something negative, he has thoughts of Avodah Zarah, of idolatry, of desecration of God, suddenly I'm going to be held responsible for that? So I understand if you tell me that ultimately if I see someone doing something negative, I bear a certain level of responsibility. But it sounds like I'm responsible for all the potential negativity generated by another individual, even in thought. Even if a person has bad machshavas, bad thoughts, I have collective responsibility for the other's negative thoughts. So therefore Rashi comes along and says, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Ein ani ma'anish eschem al hanistaros, shehin ma'ashem alokeinu, v'hu yifra me'oso yachid, aval haniglos lanu ulivanenu. So writes Rashi so beautifully, that Moshe Rabbeinu comes as the mouthpiece of God and says, no, that which is hidden, that which is in the heart of man, there is no collective responsibility for that. You are responsible for your thoughts, I'm responsible for my thoughts, and if indeed I do commit some type of sinful behavior in a cognitive state with my thoughts, with my desires, with my wants, with my lusts, so ultimately, again, that's between me and God. There's no collective responsibility for that. But v'haniglos lanu ulevanenu ad olam. But what are we responsible for? The niglos, that which is revealed, whatever is revealed and whatever is known, that ultimately, again, there is collective responsibility for. But there is a beautiful insight by the Sfas Emes, who explains this pasuk in a little bit of a different way. And the Sfas Emes writes, I want to quote to you, Ger Rebbe, he says, Hanistaros Lahashem. He says, you know, there is nothing that could potentially describe the holiness of the Jew. But sometimes you look at a person, or sometimes we look at ourselves, and we don't feel that holy, or we don't look that holy. The Sfas Emes says, but you have to believe that the holiness exists. He says, that's the meaning of the pasuk. Hanistaros Lahashem. Ultimately, again, that which is hidden inside of us, that which is nistar, that which is hidden inside of us, is Lahashem, is for God. Which means that inside of me, sometimes trapped beneath many layers of impurity, sometimes trapped between many layers of life, beneath many layers of life failure, is my Kiddusha, is my holiness. It's there. It's there. Af shebeniglos ha'ivarim muchrachim lis'ase gam b'nyanei olam hazeh, even though v'haniglos lanu, even though on the revealed level, on the external level, on the visible level, the observable level, it looks like lanu, it looks like all I'm doing is taking care of myself, it looks like I'm leading an ordinary life, despite the niglos, despite the fact that the nigla, that which is revealed, only seems to be self-serving and focused on myself, nevertheless, hanistaros l'Hashem Elohim. If you look into my soul, if you look into my heart, if you look into that which is hidden inside of me, you will find a desperate yearning and pining to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You will find a fire of holiness that burns so incredibly bright. You will find an incredible raging river, an ocean of spirituality that is just yearning and surging to come out. And writes the Sfas Emes in this pasuk, we almost see the two sides of the coin, the dialectic that defines us. On one hand, going a little bit out of order in the pasuk, v'hanigloz lanu ulevanenu. Sometimes when you look at us externally, we look very simple. We look very ordinary. And in some extreme examples, maybe we even look a bit unholy. But you never look at the Jew on a superficial level. Instead, v'hanistaros l'Hashem Elokeinu. That which is nistar, that which is hidden, that which is sometimes obscured, is so holy, is so beautiful. We may look ordinary on the outside, but each of us contains an incredible and immeasurable amount of spiritual energy and holiness that is hidden inside of us. Sometimes it's hidden because it hasn't been discovered. Sometimes it's hidden because, unfortunately, it's covered with so many layers of impurity. It's covered with so many layers of mistakes. But no matter what, it's there. It might be nistar, it might be hidden, but that incredible fire of holiness and desire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Hashem Elokeinu, burns inside each of us. This was the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to Klal Yisrael. At times, you look at yourself in the mirror and you think that you're ordinary. The nigla is lanu. But just understand, the nistar, that which is hidden, is L'Hashem Elokeinu. And I think that this is an incredible lesson for the upcoming Yamim Noraim. Mirtza Hashem, b'shah tov u'mitzlachos. We have a beautiful Shabbos ahead of us, the last Shabbos of the year. We go into Rosh Hashanah. And you know, the Sfarim speak very much about the power of this last Shabbos. Last Shabbos of the year, HaKol Holich Acher HaSov. Sometimes, even if you haven't maximized your opportunities, the identity of any life initiative sometimes is defined by how you finish. So maybe I haven't maximized the year. Maybe I haven't made the most of my opportunities. But I have one more Shabbos. And I have a Friday still. I have a Thursday afternoon. I have a Friday. I have a Shabbos. I have a Sunday. I have time. There's time to maximize before I go into the Yamim Noraim, before I have my beautiful and long-awaited and much-anticipated time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah. So what's our avodah? What are we supposed to do? How do we spend this last Shabbos? How do we spend these last days? And how do we spend Rosh Hashanah? And I think what the Sfas Emes is teaching us is that we have to rediscover our inner holiness. We have to rediscover our inner goodness. Sometimes we think we're just so ordinary. We're just so regular. We're just so simple because we define ourselves by the nigla. We define ourselves by what you can see. We define ourselves by what you see in the mirror. And we forget that each of us has a tzad hanistar. Each of us has a magical, mysterious, hidden dimension to ourselves. A hidden dimension which is brimming with holiness. A hidden dimension which is brimming with incredible kiddusha. A hidden dimension which is brimming with a yearning and a pining to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And somehow, some way, we have to access it. We have to find it. There are different ways to find it. Some of us find it through tefillah, through davening. Some of us find it through chesed. Some of us find it through learning Torah. Some of us find it through all of the above. How we find it is very unique to each of us as individuals. But one thing is clear. We all have the same mission, which is to find our tzad hanistar. Find the hidden Jew who resides inside of you. Find the hidden dimension of holiness that is so often obscured and eclipsed by the layers of ordinary life, by the layers of ordinary day-to-day existence. Look inside yourself and you will find that beautiful Kiddusha. These were the words that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us thousands of years ago to give us chizuk. And it's the words that give us chizuk in these days and in the days ahead as well. Hanigloz lanu. It's true, sometimes I look very ordinary. V'hanistaros l'Hashem Elokeinu. But I know that deep inside of me, sometimes it's very deep, but I know that somewhere inside of me is something holy, is something beautiful, is something spiritually luminescent. May we all have the koach to find our hidden dimension. May we find the strength to find the hidden Jew. May we find the strength ultimately again to find the hidden beauty which resides within each of us. And in that schus, may we be zochem yiratz Hashem to maximize this last Shabbos of the year. And may we be zochem yiratz Hashem for a ksiva v'chasima tova, a beautiful inscription in the Book of Life for us, for our children, for our mishpachos, for our community, for our people, and truthfully for all of mankind. The world needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs the world. The world needs divine blessing. The world needs divine tranquility. The world needs Moshiach. It's been so long that we've been asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the various brachos in life. But halavai this coming year, 5779, should be a year not only when we are inscribed for physical life, but Emir Tashem should be a year in which we are inscribed for spiritual life. A year in which we find our hidden inner Jew. A year in which we find our hidden holiness. And a year, Emir Tashem, in which we are Zocha, to be Makabel b'penei Melech HaMashiach Mehira b'yaminu. A year in which we are privileged to welcome the Messianic King, Messianic Redemption, and may it occur speedily in our days. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos and a ksiva. Rechasima Tova.